Live Life Better is a new series from Radio St. Pete Insider, interviews with locals who make a difference in our lives, guiding people to purpose, helping us live our best life, mind, body, and spirit. And with us today is a local award-winning author, keynote speaker, and mentor, Dennis Merritt Jones. His column, Encouraging Words, appears in Paradise News Monthly. And not only does he have dozens of books that will change your life, he has a new book coming out, and we have the first look at When Fear Speaks, Listen. Welcome, Dennis Merritt Jones.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got into being an author and a keynote speaker.
You've heard the term inspiration or desperation?
Yes, sir.
I was not inspired. I was desperate to fix my life. So back in the late 70s, I was a musician and discovered that I was not living a fulfilling life. It was actually on fire, not in a good way either. So I discovered a teaching called Science of Mind, and that it literally spun my head around to change my life. And I became involved in the teaching itself and became a spiritual leader and founded a spiritual community in Simi Valley, California in 1985. And operated that for 23 years, retired in 2008, and turned to writing books and doing keynote speaking and mentoring, and here I am.
And you came to downtown St. Pete. When did you move here to St. Petersburg?
We moved to St. Pete in 2015, so we've been here about 8 years.
You actually worked with a number of people. You had a connection here with the church. Talk a little bit about that. And also, you and I connected with Terry Cole Whitaker back in the day in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
So you've really witnessed a lot in this self-help, self-awareness. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, Terry, as you mentioned, Terry, she and I go way back. I mean, back to literally to the 70s, you know. And she was a big influence on getting me motivated to do what I do today as well. You mentioned the Unity Church in town, the Unity First Unity Spiritual Community, I think is what they call it.
And their leader, who has now moved to California,
yeah,
who was here for years?
Temple Hayes, she's gone now. There's a new leader there. I've not had a chance to meet him. But that was really one of the inspired reasons I moved to St. Pete anyway in the first place, is because she invited me to come and do some things. We came down to St. Pete from L.A. about half a dozen times, and each time I came, I felt more in love with the place, and we decided to move here.
So before we get into the When Fear Speaks, Listen, I want to go back to a book that you gave me that I read that changed my life and brought me to Radio St. Pete, The Art of Uncertainty, How to Live in the Mystery of Life and Love It. It inspires and provides practical tools. You really are a mentor when it comes to writing these books. And how did you go from this book and this series to your new book, When Fear Speaks, Listen?
Well, that was the second book that I wrote.
Right.
And the first one was Art of Being. Third one was Redefining Moments. Fourth one was The Art of Abundance. The fifth one was Encouraging Words. Sixth one is, I missed one in there somewhere, the new one is When Fear Speaks, Listen. So there's a total of seven books now.
What motivated you to write this newest book?
Well, fear has been a longtime companion of mine for years, and I figured the only way that I could teach it was to write about it and explore my own beliefs about it. And in the process, fear became a teacher for me. And, I mean, you have to be conscious and present with it, but that's what the subtitle is, The Seven Messengers of Fear. And so fear itself is a motivating factor for writing the book, and fear takes on a lot of different faces.
Well, let's talk about fear and its messengers and how they do the best to ambush us and slow us down.
Yeah.
What are the seven messengers of fear?
Anger, worry, judgment, selfishness, shame, loneliness, and uncertainty. And each of those have descendants that are kind of like of a similar vibration, but not necessarily headliners.
How is fear a stumbling block?
How is fear a stumbling block? Well, it stops you from moving forward in your life. All fear is, I believe, fear can be a messenger, a teacher, if you let it be, in which case you have a conversation with it, and it'll tell you what you need to understand to transcend it. So fear is not a stumbling block once you listen to what it has to say and get your arms around it.
You have an acronym for fear called Forget Everything and Run. talk a little bit about that. In denial, we think we can outrun fear, and how does that work?
Well, you know, there's a number of ways that people try to outrun their fears. In the book, certainly I talk about the fact that, you know, we a lot of people, with the acronym Forget Everything and Run, they literally, or if not metaphorically, turn and run. They run to the refrigerator, or the drugstore, the medicine cabinet, the liquor cabinet. There's all kinds of opportunities to avoid facing what you're dealing with, or to move forward with your life. And it's not often that people will be willing to dance with something that they're not familiar with, or the art of uncertainty is about leaning into what you don't know. And there's to grow beyond what you know, and you can't do that until you come to the edge of your box and lean over.
Well, you say in your book that let's give fear a new identity, a new acronym, and you say it's fear as face everything and rethink.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, if you look at fear as a teacher rather than an enemy, you can embrace it. You know, in the East, they say we have to learn how to dance with our demons, and if we can embrace our fears and invite them to share with what it is that we can learn from them, you can embrace what the lesson is and then learn how to transcend that fear, because you're being proactive rather than reactive to it.
Now you, I know that you've been to Jamaica, you've been a lot of places talking about this. What's up on your I know the new book is coming out when?
May 14th of this year.
And are you going to be giving any, are you presenting at any conferences or?
I just booked a deal this morning with Intel. I'll be doing a keynote for them.
That is wonderful. How do corporations feel that this will help their employees? And how do you see it helping them?
Well, anytime you equip your employees to be proactive instead of reactive to what's going on in their life or in the business world, you're going to be leagues ahead of where you would be if you were stuck in the fear of reacting.
Eastern teachings have been very much part. You have wonderful quotes in all of your books that we love to circle and highlight. In some Eastern teachings, you say we must learn to dance with our demons if we're to understand why they are present in our lives. How do we get comfortable with fear? Can you give us some tips?
Understand that all fear, irrespective of what you want to label it, whether it's anger, worry, judgment, selfishness, shame, all fear is based in a concern of loss or death of something. And once you understand what you're attached to losing or the fear of death is surrounding, then you can deal with it in a proactive manner.
You talk a lot about mindfulness, and our monkey minds are, you know, always going. What is the importance of mindfulness, and how does it help to deal with fear?
Well, mindfulness is not a new concept. It's been around for thousands of years. You know, and the Sanskrit word for mindfulness is smriti, which means remember to come back. Remember to come back. What are you coming back to? Mindfulness is about being present in the moment. And you know what? I showed you my tattoo. This is a Sanskrit word for breathe. It's on my arm, so every time I look down, I can remember. If I get anxious, I just take a breath, and I'm back in the present moment. But mindfulness is about learning how to be present in the moment by tracking your breath. That's the way I teach it, is that when you're conscious of your breath tethers you to the present moment, which is where life is waiting for you to show up and receive its gifts. But you have to be present in the moment to receive them.
So in this book, it's not just a book that's inspiring. It actually gives you specific practices that you can do as two. And I really think it's super great for relationships. You give a couple examples of how a spouse can work with someone in his life. And so tell us a little bit about that. What can we do with our partner to help deal with fear? And you start off by saying, how often each day does the message of fear pay you a visit? And can you name them?
Yeah.
Walk us through this exercise.
Well, you're talking about the meeting fear on the dance floor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I lead people through a guided visualization where you're literally in a big gymnasium where there's all these, your fears, think about sitting around the edge of the gymnasium like wallflowers. And you look around, you look at the fears that are sitting there, and you decide which one you want to dance with because it's the one that you need most to learn from. And so you walk up to the fear, and you ask it out on the dance floor, and you embrace it. Rather than run from it or turn from it, you embrace it and you say, you whisper, pull it in close and whisper in its ear. Teach me, O Master Teacher, what I need to know about you in this moment so I can transcend you. And if we're willing to listen, we'll receive the input that we need.
That's just wonderful. So, Dennis, When Fear Speaks, listen. Tell us about your website and how we can learn more about all of your books and thoughts.
Yeah. Well, you go to the website, it's my name, DennisMerrittJones.com, two R's, two T's, and Merritt. And by the way, and if you go to the press room, you'll see all kinds of free downloads, e-books, and all my books have got study guides that I've written for them. So if you want to do home study or small group study, you just download the study guide, get one of the books, and you can do it yourself or with a group.
What, you know, spring has sprung, and it's a time of renewal. What is on your list this spring, other than debuting this fabulous new book? What is on your list for renewal?
Be present in the moment and invite new experiences.
For Live Life Better, I'm glad to have welcomed Dennis Merritt Jones. His new book, When Fear Speaks, Listen, is going to be out, The Seven Messengers of Fear. You can find out about all of his books and speaking and all kinds of information that can help you live your life with purpose at DennisMerrittJones.com. Thank you, Dennis.
My pleasure. Thank you.